Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Something to Sing About by Amy Ruth Bartlett. Monday, October 29th, 2018. Our text is the 149th Psalm, verses 1 through 5. Praise the Lord! Sing to the Lord a new song. His praise in the assembly of the godly. Let Israel be glad in his Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their heart. Let them praise his name with dancing, making melody to him with tambourine and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with salvation. Let the godly exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Amy Ruth Bartlett writes, "In my family, we joke that we have a rare disease, causing us to make up silly songs of thanks impulsively. The content of these songs is often whatever is floating through our minds at the moment. We then go on to sing loudly to one another as though the current tune had just topped the charts. A day in our house might feature any number of goodies such as, 'Eat your eggs,' or 'I am setting the table,' or my personal favorite, 'My mom is my cuddle buddy.'" To understand this disorder fully, you must recognize that it is highly contagious. Once a song is started by one family member, it would be rare for the rest of us to refrain from joining in. Thus, to the untrained eye, it might appear as though we are practicing for a musical, leaping and turning with plates in hand and breaking into song. Put bluntly, we look a little nuts. But 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27 tells us that God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. There is something about our heartfelt song and dance, when given in praise to God, rightly establishes him as the victor and us as the recipients of his great salvation. Truly, the Lord takes pleasure in his people, much like I delight in the made-up songs of my children. Yet, the psalm does not stop with joyful praises. It goes on to speak of the triumph of God's people over all the dominions of darkness, with God's word as our double-edged sword, conquering the devil, the world, and our flesh. We can lift up our voices in victory for his mighty salvation. So, what enemies are plaguing you these days? Sometimes we get so bogged down by the everyday aspect of our struggles, we can't see the real enemy at work, behind the scenes. Jesus defeated that enemy. It might not seem like that in the darkest of times, but victory is yours. On the cross, Jesus took our sin and bore the weight of God's punishment in his body. Then, 3 days later, he rose from the dead. Now that is something to sing about. Oh, I feel a song coming on. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you that you've given us a joyful room in your kingdom to play and sing and simply be children in whom you delight. In your name we pray. Amen.